Welcome back to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates. It is Thursday, January 22nd, 7:32 Central Time. Joining me in studio this morning, Jane Wilkie from Lutheran Senior Services. Good morning, Jane. Happy Thursday.
Good morning, Andy, and a happy Thursday to you.
Thanks. Good to get to spend some time with you today and chat. We get a little longer chat today, too, which is nice.
Yes, it the time can go so quickly. So sometimes I try to keep an eye on the clock here that's on the computer, and I can always see the panic look in your eye when I'm getting down to like 3 minutes.
Oh no, so, I never panic.
So yes, we do have a chance to chat a little bit more about Lutheran Senior Services today. And first of all, I want to thank you for the creative broadcast at Hidden Gems.
Oh, that was
week.
So much fun.
It was. I've actually heard from a couple of people that were there and some that were surprised. We're talking about the shoppers walking in and there you guys were. but it was such a wonderful statement of partnership. Mm-hmm. I mean, we have great partnership here. Lutheran Senior Services sponsoring for KFUO in partnership and mission, because of course our mission is older adults living life to the fullest based on John 10 verse 10, so that they might live life in abundance here and in eternity. And that's what Hidden Gems is all about, mm-hmm. trying to support that mission. And that's what KFUO is all about in the same mission. So I was very grateful for that. It was very fun. And I understand
Absolutely.
That Joni Harwell from KFUO
she bought out the store.
Did a little bit of shopping while she was there. So hopefully you'll return again and hopefully more people will check it out in Crestwood.
All it took was one trip to win her over and she found a sofa. Did you hear
sofa?
About this?
No, I did not. I just knew. She just told me how much she spent. She didn't tell me what she bought.
She bought a sofa. And every time that she mentions Hidden Gem, she's like, I got this great sofa. You wouldn't believe the prices are amazing over there. And the stuff is like new.
Well, and that is one of the things I think people, if they don't realize how Hidden Gem started, yeah. and I know Joy would have shared that last week too, but in case a listener has not heard it, we started it basically because our complimentary move-in resources discovered that as they would help our residents moving in to downsize their homes,
right.
they were finding all these places to donate things. And so these are things, treasured items from the homes of people who have moved into our Lutheran Senior Services communities or mm-hmm. our great LSS friends who have donated things. So, yes.
And particularly, it seems like there was a plethora of items that came from formal living rooms that were rarely used. In other words, like new furniture.
You know that I hadn't thought about mm-hmm. that, those formal living rooms rarely used. Ooh.
Yes. I'm pretty sure that's where Joni's sofa came from.
Okay.
Was a nice formal living room. It was a nice sofa. It was really good. And hardly touched.
Excellent. And then yesterday, Melody MacArthur
yes.
came in and to Faith and Family and
so talk informative.
About navigating the Affordable Care Act.
Yeah.
And so what I thought I would do this morning is kind of a follow-up to Melody's being mm-hmm. here yesterday at Faith and Family was to share a little bit more information about the department that she's mm-hmm. part of. So Melody MacArthur, an elder care specialist, a social worker, is part of our outreach services. So we have a department in our home and community-based services called Outreach Services. And the history of Outreach Services is rather fascinating because Lutheran Senior Services blended with the Lutheran Altenheim years ago, about 1996. And Lutheran Altenheim, under the direction of Willis Peel, he had been president of Lutheran Altenheim. And so there was like a merger of the two organizations that became Lutheran Senior Services. So Outreach Services existed already through Lutheran Altenheim. And its three major programs are Good Neighbor Program, Volunteer Money Management, and Outreach Social Services. So those programs came into Lutheran Senior Services, and the focus of that, mm-hmm. as you take a look at home and community-based services, the focus of Outreach Services is that outward focus, extending the mission of Lutheran Senior Services into places and helping people that do not come and live in our communities or even have our home in-home services. So that type of outreach is really unique. So volunteer money management, for example, that matches volunteers. So if there's anyone listening and would like to become a volunteer, that is certainly, we would welcome their participation. So we match the volunteers to older adults, many of which are older adults that do not have adult children or family in the area, or perhaps are of limited resources, and help them to manage their financial tasks. So I've got a brochure here that just kind of lists out some of the things. I'm just going to read a list here. Sort and organize mail. Dispose of the kind of solicitations and junk mail that come in.
Sure.
And of course, we are all very aware that scams are a huge concern, especially for older adults, that can so easily be pulled into something that tugs at their heartstrings and or simply without thinking, they give their checking account number or they give a credit card number and then they lose a whole lot. They can also write checks for monthly bills, of course, in your presence. All of that would happen with needs to be under your signature and in your presence. Record the payments, balance the checkbook, reconcile bank statements, help someone create a budget so that they could really take a look at what their resources are, what they are spending, create that budget, organize personal papers, identify unnecessary records and documents, things they no longer need to be keeping, for example, because many people just really think, oh, you know, they're going to keep their tax statements for the last, when my father passed away, he had the tax statements from our farm since he first bought the farm. I'm not sure the 40 years since what we were going to do with it, but he had kept all of those. Or also explain the forms, like if you have insurance or you have other things, help explain some of those forms and then also assist with finding other resources as needed. So, you know, as far as who can use volunteer money management, if anybody who is listening knows an older adult, age 60 or older, or those 50 or older with disabilities, they can certainly give us a call. Then after a home visit, those qualified adults will be matched with a volunteer. So that's our volunteer money management program.
And how do volunteers prepare? And how do you screen that?
Well, there is a background check. So all of our volunteers, especially go into people's homes, just like our caregivers or our people who are professionally hired by us to do that. There's a background check. Not exactly sure who does it as far as the agency that does it, but we do screen all of everyone for a criminal background. So you could be assured that all of our folks do not have any sort of a criminal background when they come into your home. And then we have managers of our volunteer money management program who also meet with those volunteers before and screen and talk with those volunteers. What is their background? Many of our volunteers are those folks who maybe had, were accountants or, but you don't have to have that financial background.
Sure.
All you really need to be able to do is to be able to show that you do have that acuity that you could handle someone and help someone. And also I think that handle the tasks and help someone. I think there's also that piece of that one-on-one when you meet a volunteer and trying to see what is their demeanor and how they might be able to work with an older adult in this setting. So there's not a formal training. Like in our Senior Connections, for example, we have a formal half-day training, but there is one-on-one. There's a one-on-one help and training and support that is given to our volunteers.
Well, very good. And that's just one of several of the
Right. So Outreach Services is, by the way, it's partially funded by the United Way of Greater St. Louis and has been for many, many years. And so the second program to focus on is called Good Neighbor. And so that program is a program where our staff knows, let's just use, for example, a handyman. a handyman or someone who assists in non-medical kind of staff, or excuse me, non-medical type of services. Maybe they're running their own company, and they're not part of Lutheran Senior Services, but they are available. So let's say there is an older adult whose roof is sagging, and they need to find somebody to fix that roof. Now, that's not something we do at Lutheran Senior Services that we staff, but our Good Neighbor program knows all about those folks that we could be able to refer them to. Mm-hmm. So Good Neighbor program is like a referral service. Our staff knows many of the referrals that are around the area and has a whole list of who we might be able to say, here's who you might be able to use. And so, and also a lot of the people that do that or work with that we refer them to are those people that can even come in and do the chores for people, that can go in and do things like, you know, helping do laundry for someone, or light housekeeping, or some of the vacuuming, the mopping, the sweeping, taking out the trash, keeping them company, just kind of somebody. Yeah. Let's say you know an older adult that just is very isolated. Mm-hmm. And for a couple of hours a morning, you simply want someone that is able to be there, maybe fix them a light breakfast, be there together with them, do a few odd chores around the house. So there's some companionship. Or, you know, running errands or driving someone somewhere. We do not provide at Lutheran Senior Services, even in our private duty, we don't provide the car, but the folks can drive your car, for example, if they want to take you to doctor's appointments. So in Good Neighbor program, we are not providing the service. We are providing the referral to people who can provide the service for you.
Another great outreach service.
I know.
Well, we need to take a quick break. When we come back from that break, we'll talk more about outreach services and other things at Lutheran Senior Services. Stick around for more His Time as we're talking with Jane Wilkie from Lutheran Senior Services right here on Worldwide KFUO.
Those were the first words spoken on KFUO. But before those words could even be broadcast, it took a group of volunteers and supporters to cover the cost of constructing our very first radio facility.
On this occasion, we also wish to express our hearty thanks to all Christians who have given or pledged their contributions toward the erection and upkeep of this station.
Since those historic words, KFUO has relied on supporters to bring us through our first 90 years. And KFUO continues to need your support to move forward into our next. Will you prayerfully consider supporting the worldwide outreach of KFUO with a gift today? For a suggested gift of $90 or more, we'll say thank you with a collector's edition 90th anniversary I Lutheran t-shirt. To give your gift, contact Joni or Mary at 314-996-1512. Thank you for your continued support and prayers for Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news. Concordia University, Mequon, Wisconsin, overlooks the beautiful shoreline of Lake Michigan. This serene main campus of CUW is just 15 miles north of Milwaukee with all its vibrant cultural attractions. At Concordia University, Wisconsin, students living by the motto of inspiration in action can choose from 69 undergraduate majors, 14 master degree programs, and doctorates in pharmacy, physical therapy, and nursing practice. For more information or to take a virtual tour, visit cuw.edu.
Hi, Craig D'Onofrio here. I want to invite you to join me Monday through Friday at 5 p.m. for Reformation Rush Hour. We'll have some of today's most interesting and intelligent people on the show. We'll talk about news that affects your faith. We'll look at the world around you and talk about how it interacts with Christianity. And we'll have a good time doing it all. This is the fastest hour in radio as you drive home Monday through Friday, 5 p.m. right after Issues Etc. on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.
Welcome back to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates. We are chatting with Jane Wilkie from Lutheran Senior Services this morning, and It's a good thing we only talk once a week, because we could probably talk all day.
I know. That is true. That is true. I am often surprised. And as, of course, when we went off the air, I said, well, look how quickly that time goes. one of the things that we really didn't have a chance to even chat about here is that other part of outreach mm-hmm. services, which is called Outreach Social Services. That's the division of outreach services. I keep getting all my terminology confused. The melody would be part of. So the outreach social services are where we have our elder care specialists.
I see.
So our Good Neighbor program refers, you know, you've got a specific need and we want to refer you to affordable people to help mm-hmm. you meet that need. Volunteer money management, we're going to match you with someone who can help you with those financial tasks. But then there's that whole plethora of other things. You know, you have an older adult in your life and you've got a question. Mm-hmm. So we have our Aging Answers. Aging Answers referral line is part of our outreach social services. So when we put that work in there, think about a social worker, somebody who would be an elder care specialist, to come in and help you, to use the word from Melody yesterday, navigate mm-hmm. that whole landscape of what is happening. What do you need? What are the possibilities? So our Aging Answers, it's kind of the go-to source for information. It's really that place that you could go to just find out about resources for seniors. Whether Lutheran Senior Services provides that service or not, our elder care specialists, again, are just so gifted and learned in all of the various services and referrals that are out there. So, you know, everything from applying for Medicaid or other assistance programs, advocacy, something is just very challenging and you want to be able to be connected to a source for advocacy. Information about how to coordinate the care for families who live out of town. Mm-hmm. So maybe you have, you are someone who has children outside and you can't figure out what to do. For those children and those families, that elder care specialist can help with the geriatric care management and managing the care for a family. Where are food pantries? Who are doctors that make home visits? Mm-hmm. Where is a grief support group that you could go to? What's the information about pharmacy delivery services? How about respite care? What makes for a safe home for an older adult? All of those are things mm-hmm. that our outreach social services department can help you with. We can do in-home assessments, so you give a call and we can come out and we can take a look at the whole situation. Mm-hmm. There's a program called Life Steps that they use, so you could, it's kind of like an assessment tool, and to look at your loved one and say, okay, so now I see where you live, I see what challenges you may be experiencing, and then come with a recommendation for that. And as far as cost for something like that, that is all determined on a case-by-case basis, mm-hmm. and much of what is available is done on a sliding scale. So our outreach social services are there for the elder care specialists to assist you in what you may need in trying to navigate that whole landscape and just try to figure out what are the best ways for you to meet the needs of your older adults. And then one other thing I did want to mention is that our outreach social services staff also come and do speakers, have a speakers bureau.
Yeah.
So one of the things that they also do is they will come out to mm-hmm. if you have a church group that like a lunch bunch, for example. One of my aunts was a member of a Lutheran church, and they used to call it the lunch bunch, or even just a education for if you wanted for different family members to learn about services, or you simply needed a speaker to cover a topic for some sort of a seminar or an event that you were doing. The price is right because it is free. The time is right because our staff will accommodate the schedule if it's an evening or a weekend as well. And of course, the information is right because they're very skilled in what they do. Some of the topics that they might cover are things like aging in place. So how to prepare for the changes that come with aging, and what can you do? What type of resources are available? Caregiving and caregiver fatigue. So many people, such a high percentage of people are actually caring for a loved one. Mm-hmm. And that can bring on fatigue. So how do you take care of yourself when you are in that situation? Or ways to improve your memory. Or the value of humor in your life. Don't worry, be happy. Planned giving, how to really take a look at your estate plan and how you might benefit others through that. Senior scams, what to watch out for in a senior scam. What are the myths of hospice? What is really true about hospice? Getting a good night's rest, managing stress, how to prevent falls, your personal filing cabinet,
that
the type of material to have, and also about exercise, mm-hmm. how you can exercise at any age. All of these are kind of topics that are senior related, mm-hmm. but they really lend to graceful aging.
Sure.
And they are a source for that. So I wanted to share that number. So if someone who is listening, be it a pastor who wants to bring in a speaker for a group that in his congregation, or someone who just maybe is even part of a social group, we mm-hmm. AARP chapters, we go and we speak for that sort of thing. If you want to book one of those topics, you can call Carol Melka, who mm-hmm. is our director of outreach services. You can call Carol at 314-446-2493. Once again, that's 314-446-2493. And just talk over your needs, and she'll take a look at the type of topics we have, the type of speakers we have available, and see what we can do.
Now, we covered the, we shared the your personal file cabinet one with Erica.
Mm-hmm. Erica Griffin.
Yeah, mm-hmm. we did that one last year, and that was great. We had a lot of response from listeners on that as well, on faith and family, and that was great. So,
well, it is amazing, even as you discovered yesterday with Melody here, mm-hmm. And the topic that you covered on navigating the Affordable Care Act and all of those many questions that come with it. It is amazing to me when I even look at all the various topics that someone may need to ask about, mm-hmm. that our elder care specialists are so gifted in, really, in how they work with you, but also their base of knowledge. And so it is pretty amazing. Mm-hmm. So everything from what kind of papers do you need to how do you take care of your body, mm-hmm. to you've got a question and you need to pull in additional resources. That's what Outreach Services of Lutheran Senior Services is all about. Of course, again, a thank you partially funded by the United Way.
Well, all very helpful people. I've enjoyed talking with Erica and Melody and the elder care specialists. And I think that would be great to continue sharing those on Faith and Family. I think that's a great place to do that.
So. We'll take a look at it. I'll chat with Carol when I get back to the office and say, you know, what are some things, how we might be able to match up some other informational pieces? Because that is something that many people think of when they think mm-hmm. of Lutheran Senior Services. They think of our places to live, mm-hmm. whether it's our low-income housing for affordable housing, our continuing care retirement communities. You think of that, mm-hmm. but you don't think about all the individual questions and needs you may have. So I'll take a look at what else we might do. Maybe it's even one of those programs on the value of humor in life. And so we can combine a whole bunch of those and talk a little bit about that.
I think the senior scams one sounds very interesting. I think would be very helpful for our listeners.
Okay. Yeah. I'll go back and we'll see if we can connect somebody with you for that. I do agree that is something that is a very frightening mm-hmm. type of thing. I ran into someone recently who mentioned and said, I never would have thought that it would have happened in my family, but of course his father mm-hmm. just got pulled into something. And it was really one of those phone calls where it pretends to be one of the grandchildren. Mm-hmm. And it's just so disheartening, and it's just a very sad situation that mm-hmm. there are people out there that even want to take advantage of other people in that way. Mm-hmm. So just as a devotional thought, I know that we're almost out of time. I just wanted to share just a very short thing. One of our staff member, Reverend Walter Shadle, that many of our listeners know, when you ask him today, how are you? His new answer is too blessed to be stressed. So the devotional thought today is just simply give what you are dealing with or questioning over to the Lord. Take a look at how He has continuously and faithfully blessed you throughout your life, and walk through life too blessed to be stressed.
Amen. Cast all your anxiety on the Lord, for He cares for you, right?
Absolutely.
Well, Jane, always great to spend some time talking with you. Now, if folks want to find out more about these resources that you mentioned today or anything, they can go to the website.
They can go to lssliving.org, and on the tab on the side, you'll see on the list, you'll see home and community-based services, and all of these community-based services, outreach services, will be listed there.
All right. So lssliving.org.
That is correct.
Very good. You can check it out there, lssliving.org. And Jane, always enjoy talking with you. We'll talk again next Thursday.
Actually, next Thursday, you are going to be blessed with the presence of Al Koepke, our executive director of the LSS Living Foundation, because I will be on a 6 a.m. flight. Not home this time. I'm actually attending a meeting on behalf of Lutheran Senior Services. So,
all right. And next week is Lutheran Schools Week. So we'll be celebrating Lutheran schools. I know you're
fantastic.
A former teacher.
I am 20 years in Lutheran school teaching. So wonderful blessings there too.
Thank you. Thank you. Coming up in just a little bit, we're going to study the daily New Testament reading. Hope you can join us for that. We're going to study with Pastor Aaron Filipek from Zion Lutheran Church in Newton, Kansas. We're going to get into Romans chapter 11 today, verses 1 through 24. Hope you can join us for our study of that. And throughout the day, we'll be checking in with the March for Life and the LCMS Life Conference in Washington, D.C. Hope you can join us for that. Faith and Family today, we'll be checking with several people live from the march, 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central, and we'll be checking in with them with about four different people as they're actually out at the march. So hope you can join us for that, and more great programming. More His Time up next, right after this break, right here on Worldwide KFUO.